The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sacktown Sports.
All right, 3 for Madness brought to you by Firewinds. Coming up next, a Kings-centric 3 for Madness. That's the meat, the bread, and the sandwich surrounding it. We'll go over NCAA results now. And then talk a little bit more at 7:30 about that. Bobby Brackett's at 8. Brendan Nunes at 9.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say yesterday was a bloodbath type of thing. That's a charged word these days. No buzzer beaters yet. No 2 seeds, no 1 seeds. But
yet.
Yeah. We still, you know, we're day like day one. We'll just go down the list. Not in order necessarily of time. But an order largely of seed. So North Carolina, no trouble with Wagner. And Wagner is now 17-16 on the year. So okay. 90-62 there. Nothing really there. 85-65. Arizona beat Long Beach State. and this was interesting for a couple of reasons.
I know
Jason.
One reason.
First off, Long Beach State had a little early lead.
Yeah.
There were definitely a handful of games yesterday where the higher seed ended up winning, but...
Yeah, there were hints of that potential upset there in that game for a while.
Now, if you don't know, the head coach of Long Beach State, which beat UC Davis,
mm-hmm.
has been fired a while ago and knows that he's just kind of on, you know... This is his last hurrah,
yeah.
Because he's gone. Which is weird when you consider that your team in a smaller conference made the NCAA tournament, and you got fired. Because, you know, noted basketball powerhouse Long Beach State definitely should expect more out of their team than just making the big dance out of that conference.
Right.
But that's what it is. That's weird. That's awkward. Bobby Smitherin, which absolutely sounds like a made-up name in a J.K. Rowling book. Bobby Smitherin is the athletic director. He's the guy that fired him. And I don't know that I've ever heard a quote in sports that is this full of garbage, don't break your arm, pat yourself type of quote. As a matter of fact, he refers to that. Quote, this is on the coach being fired. My belief and hope is that by doing what I did and the timing of it, they would play inspired, and that's what they did. This is a few hours before the tip-off versus Arizona. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but it worked.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, Bobby Smither, I get it. You fired the guy so that they would play better.
Point spread, by the way, in that game, 20.5.
Long Beach State covered.
Yeah, they did.
They lost by 20. What a wiener. What a
look, I found the place your life is going, in the garbage.
Seriously, where did you get that quote? The toilet store? Iowa State, a lot of people's dark horse in this tournament.
Yeah.
82-65 over South Dakota State. Not a ton of trouble there at all. 40-33 at the half. Here's one that no trouble at all. Tennessee. There's another one that a lot of people have as their... and when I say dark horse, I mean not UConn, not,
right.
You know...
Houston, the top two favorites.
Right.
Yeah.
Tennessee, 83-49. Guess that whole St. Peter's thing didn't work.
No.
Creighton did have some early issues with the Akron Zips.
Yep.
That was a fairly close game for a while, and then Creighton started hitting their threes. And then the other one, Morehead State, that didn't work either, although 39-38 Illinois at the half, and that thing was back and forth. Excuse me. I'll skip Oakland, Kentucky. We'll come back to that. Samford, Kansas, 13 versus 4.
Yes.
This was not
very entertaining.
Very entertaining. Samford roared back in this. And this game was over.
Yeah.
As Bill Raftery would say.
It happened. The in-arena feel is what's awesome. So we're obviously home watching this game. And you could just tell, besides the Kansas fans, everyone there was rooting for Samford.
Absolutely.
And just in Utah, they were just like getting behind that. And you're rooting for the upset, which was really cool to feel.
And towards the end of the game. Now, to be clear here, a lot is going to be talked about this play. Towards the end of the game, Kansas player, breakaway steal, going up for the dunk. Samford player behind him, kind of the LeBron James catch up, all ball. This 100%, it's not an opinion. It's not a, well, if you look. No, there's no way in the world if they had reviewed this that that would have been a foul. It was all ball. There was no body contact. What happened, though, the fact that the defensive player had his hand on the ball threw the balance off a little bit. Guy goes up, misses the dunk, and then falls to the floor. It was actually a scary fall. He was okay. Refs call a foul. Now, Samford was trailing at the time. There's no guarantee that Samford comes back and win, but they got a shot. They got a shot if that happens.
I will say this, though. Live, I thought it was a foul.
So did I. I went,
that was a really hard foul.
Absolutely.
And then I think even it was Brendan Hayward was the analyst. He's like, that might have been a block. I'm like, come on. And they go, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a great block.
Did you say, oh, wow?
Maybe.
I would have said that. And the refs don't have the benefit of slowing it down. But let's ask that. Let's say that again. The refs don't have the benefit of slowing it down. They don't have replay on that. You can replay a few seconds later. They replayed an out-of-bounds call.
Right.
You can't replay whether or not it's a block. That will, I have a feeling, be changed. That what will come out of this is not a Samford win. Got a feeling next year we're going to be able to review those.
Okay.
That
will somehow screw the lower level team.
100%. So Kansas escapes by the skin of their hawk. No issues for Gonzaga versus McNeese. McNeese was a popular upset pick. BYU. Got to be careful here. BYU.
You busted?
You busted.
That, I know there was at least, I think there was, wasn't there one person in our fun brackets that had them as the national champion?
My little cousin.
Oh, by the way, shout out Simone.
You're busted.
Boy, that is a tough first day for her. Yeah, she had a South Carolina as her champion.
She did.
Voof.
Yeah.
I think she can get like a possible 106 points left. Woof. Yeah, it's not great. BYU loses to Duquesne.
Yeah.
That was a fun game. And honestly, BYU was coming back in the second half, but too little, too late. The Cougars had dug themselves too big of a hole versus Duquesne. Oregon, that was an 11-6. I would say this was a popular upset pick that came through.
Yeah, the 11s won yesterday.
3-11s, good band. 87-73 over South Carolina, and that's what toasted our good friend Simone. Yet another popular upset pick, 11-6. NC State, Texas Tech. I had Texas Tech, unfortunately. 86-67.
You're busted?
Yeah, that... I'm going out in the next round.
You're not busted.
Not busted. The Dayton Flyers. A lot of people had Nevada in this one. Yeah, did you have Nevada?
Game, what a choke job.
Well, that was probably the biggest choke job of the day because Dayton outscored Nevada 38-26 in the second half after Nevada was up 34-25 at the half.
I want to say though, like they finished like an 18-2 run.
Yeah, it was insane. It was like Nevada got distracted by a bumblebee or something. Texas over Colorado State 56-44. Wazoo, I think most people had Drake, to be honest with you. Washington State, they advanced. They beat Drake 66-61. He's got a new album coming out, though, so that's fine. And then, first game of the tournament, Michigan State over Mississippi State. This is the first time that two schools in the NCAA tournament whose names start with the same first two letters and end with the same five letters faced off.
True?
I think so.
Okay, we'll go.
Gotta be.
Yeah, we'll go.
Gotta be.
Sure.
Let's get back to Kentucky. Ugh. By the way, I'll say this, breaking news. What I say, I say I'd bet a lot of money on something else. Oh, Kevin Herter is going to be out for the year. I would bet more money that John Calipari's coach his last game for Kentucky.
Oh, no. You see what the buyout is?
Yeah. But you know what, though?
No way.
And that's what I said. But, boy, do they have boosters.
They do, but.
The idea is that the strong rumor is that the boosters are going to get together and
get whom
and get a that I don't know, But the thing with Coach Cal, who's a good coach, but you know, you got a shelf life in some cases, you know, unless you're Mike Krzyzewski. John Calipari is, I would say, I'm pretty sure, I don't have the list in front of me, but I think it's not even really close. He's the best at recruiting and developing NBA players.
Yes.
I don't think it's close, the amount of players, especially high-level players in the league right now from Kentucky.
Yeah.
The problem is they're all one and done, and they don't mature by the time the tournament rolls around and you're playing against a bunch of four-year seniors.
Yeah, it's changed a little bit. Now, he was one of the first to do that and fully embrace that, and some people ripped him for that. But early on when he really did that at Kentucky, they had all the NBA guys. They had that one perfect team that lost late. They had another national champion team, one of his Anthony Davis team. But he either has to get even better at that recruiting and getting like five just elite guys that find a way, or change his plan of action. And I don't know how Connecticut's done it. Like, they're getting blue chipper, but they don't leave after the first year.
No,
that's what Villanova was really good at. They'd get some guys that would end up being really good NBA players, maybe not super superstars, but they play at Villanova for 3 years and be NBA guys. You're like, that's ideal what you want.
Just a quick sample size as we go to break, Jason. Just a handful of Kentucky players playing right now in the NBA. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Devin Booker, De'Aaron Fox, Tyrese Maxey, Anthony Davis, Julius Randle, Karl Anthony Towns, Jamal Murray, Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo, Emmanuel Quickley, Malik Monk, Shaedon Sharpe, Trey Lyles, as a matter of fact, and on there. And there's honestly, there's another 10 to 15 players on that list.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure if you took every college and you had their NBA counterparts form teams, I think Kentucky would beat everybody by 15 to 20 points. It just doesn't translate for Coach Cal to the tournament. So anyways, I hear you on the buyout. That's the hot rumor, though, is that the alums are getting together and they're going to buy out Coach Cal. And also that Coach Cal may also be okay with leaving. Like, it's time.
Okay.
We'll take a break. Lexington's a small town when you're out in the first round of the NCAA tournament. It's a very, very small town. We'll take a break. When we come back, just a one-minute break here. Three for madness. Why didn't Keon Ellis play much in the second half? And more questions. We'll get to that next.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Three questions, three answers. It's three for madness on the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Here's question one.
Jason, you looked it up during the break. $33 million is what UK'd have to come up with for John Calipari.
33 plus, yeah.
Chump change.
Well, I say 33 to buy him out.
Yeah.
New coach would know that this is elite power program, what you've paid Cal. I mean, we're talking now probably closer to 40-something and then some, because whatever you're paying the new coach. And is that coach better? And how are they going to approach the program?
I mean, you know who they could get? Ooh. Who I think would do really well there?
Ooh.
Rick Pitino.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure you can. Well, is he available or is he still at Iona?
No, he's at St. John's.
Oh, is he at St. John's?
Yeah, they should have made the tournament this year.
I'm a year back. Probably prime away from St. Actually, Rick Pitino, St. John's, that you know.
Yeah.
He's very New York-y, amongst other things. Hey, St. John's used to be a powerhouse.
It did.
Chris Mullin and friends.
Yeah.
Gone are the days of St. John's and Georgetown. Anyway, UK in trouble. Grief for Madness, brought to you by Fire Wings. Christopher Law, question one.
So why didn't Keon Ellis play much of the second half?
Yeah, I don't know. The easiest answer I can give is that Mike Brown didn't like the matchups. It's not like Keon Ellis didn't play much, but he played 21 minutes. And just to give you an idea, Sabonis, 39. Murray, 30. Fox, 37. Barnes had a short leash, too, relatively, 28 minutes. But I guess the only thing I can think of is Washington was up 35-27 after one. As you and I talked about, the Kings roared back, and they were down, two at the half? Yeah. And you felt lucky. And I think Mike Brown was just looking for the matchups and didn't feel like Keon Ellis was getting it done. I don't know, though. I mean, it's really his first day as the bona fide starter with Herter out, and it's a short leash. Like, Mike Brown is the reigning coach of the year. I have all the respect in the world for him. I do believe he knows what he's doing. I don't believe he's a bad coach, like some people say. I think he's a good coach. He's a very good coach. That doesn't make him infallible. I think this has just been a really weird year for him, and I just hope it's been a weird year by design. I hope there's a grander plan that he just doesn't want to talk about. I hope that someday I can have an off-record conversation with him, and he's like, you think I just don't pay attention to the rotations? I'm trying to teach these guys this, and this in year two. This is all about going further in the playoffs, which is why I do this and I do that. It's why I do this with that guy. It's why I leave this guy in. Like, I remember the days where, remember last year, it was like, if the Kings were outscored 4-0 to start the game, timeout.
Yeah.
Like, where'd those go? He does it occasionally, but not as much. I didn't like the rotations yesterday, but I think Mike Brown would say, yeah, nobody liked the rotations because they weren't effective.
My best answer, I don't have a great answer as to why, because Keon seemingly has been a difference maker here.
Yeah.
They were down double digits twice, and generally their guy that can save him sometimes is Malik. Mm-hmm. So I think he played Malik Monk a little bit more.
Yeah, when you're down that much, you need offense more than defense, because you can't win the game if you don't score more points than the other opponent. Right. This is a fact. Also, shouts to Rashawn Holmes.
Yeah.
6 points, 16 rebounds, 29 minutes. And it was a little bit difficult yesterday. I'm not going to lie. A little bit difficult yesterday. Seeing Mr. and Dr. and Dr. Holmes and LaDisha Holmes, Rashawn's parents, doing the we won for the other team. But right. You know what? Wasn't their choice.
Yeah, they were right.
Question number two.
Question two.
Did Fox have a good game or a bad game last night?
Yes. So in 37 minutes, here's the top line. In 37 minutes, De'Aaron Fox had 25 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 6 steals, and a block. And only 3 turnovers. I think if you did that, if you averaged 25, 5, 5, and 6 with a block and 3 turnovers for a year, you're arguably the MVP of the league. Also, Fox was 10 of 30.
Yeah.
He missed his first 9
I think
shots.
It was 8 or 9, yeah.
He was 5 of 15 from beyond the arc. Now, I don't want to read too much into this, but I feel like one of two things, I need to go back and watch this game again, because one of two things is going on here. Number one, Washington correctly was like, look, we can't let this guy near the basket. So play off of him, give him the outside shot. And if he beats us from three, he beats us from three. But we know he'll beat us from in the paint. Or De'Aaron was like, yeah, I don't really whether, you know, remember, was it last game? I know he got his shoulder bumped into or something. There was something he was grimacing about. So whether it's by injury, whether he's tired, whatever, I always do worry when De'Aaron takes a ton of outside shots. And 15 threes is way out of his norm. That he's either hurting a little bit or tired a little bit. I don't know the answer to that, and I got to go back and watch.
He also took 15 twos and got 0 free throw attempts.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah. And I'm not saying there was a bunch of missed calls, but that's a bit abnormal to say De'Aaron Fox played that many minutes and to get a free throw attempt. Well, he shot 15 threes. True. Mm-hmm. But he took 15 twos, and those all weren't middies. You know, sometimes he's going to the basket. I feel like statistically he had closer to a good game because of, I mean, six steals is tied his career high. He hit big shots. He was having a huge fourth quarter, but his efficiency just wasn't there.
Earl says that De'Aaron Fox shooting 15 threes is a huge mistake, even if he makes 12.
I would disagree with that.
I would really strongly, like, yeah. Earl, you had it in the beginning. I agree. I really don't want to see De'Aaron Fox taking 15 threes unless he makes 12. Hell, 10. If he's 10 of 15 from beyond the arc, that's 30 points by itself,
yeah.
And it's an efficient 30 points. My guess is this. Kings have a really good chance of, in games where De'Aaron Fox has scored 30 points from beyond the arc, I'll bet they're undefeated, right. If that's ever happened.
It has not.
Cut number three, please.
Question three.
Question number three, excuse me.
Find a bright side from this loss. Any bright side.
Yeah. The only one I can think of, Jason, other than I don't know that you could have another Willowdy. So that might be the last Willowdy of the season.
No, they can't. Be careful what you...
I mean, but who would be...
It's going to be circumstance.
Yeah, it'd be like they're up 37.
In the playoffs in the seventh game. Okay, all right, you're right, you're right.
Or something we're not even looking at. Like, maybe it's game 81 and it's Phoenix at home and Booker, Durant, and Beal are all out. And maybe Tua and Nurkic... And you lose at home. You know, there's still possibilities.
Okay, I take it all back. Yeah. They 100% could have a Willowdy. Their free throw shooting continues to be stellar.
Yeah.
They were 17-19 last night, 89.5%. That means, Jason Ross, in their last three games, Sacramento is fifth in the league. And I think over their last 10, they're easily top 10. So as of right now, at least, which kind of goes back to the whole thing during the year where it's like, it's not that this team's a bad free throw shooting team. They're just shooting free throws bad, which makes it more frustrating.
Yeah.
This is, I think, closer to who this team actually is from the line.
Yeah.
About freaking time. But that's the one I can come up with.
The only one I have is it's not really from the game directly. It's on this list of really bad losses, this is another one, right? Mm-hmm. To this team's credit, I would say, as bad as these losses have been, for the most part, they come back and win.
Yeah.
I hate that they have to do that part of it, but I'm not certain they're going to win tomorrow against Orlando. I think that's a really tough game. Yeah. But if they follow the trend that they have done, when like, how do you lose to Portland? They come back and win. How do you lose to Charlotte? They win the next game. Detroit, that's inexcusable. They win the next game. They've bounced back a lot of times this year. So I'm going to try to put that as a bright side, though I am not certain that's going to happen.
In case people are wondering, this ain't your daddy's Orlando Magic. Well, maybe your daddy's actually with Shaq and Nick Anderson. So, okay, this ain't your Orlando Magic from when you were a little kid. Orlando is 42-28. They are the four seed. They are 25-9 at home. Just to put that in perspective, the Kings are 20-13. They are 25-9. It's one of the best home records in the league. So, yeah, Kings by eight in a wire-to-wire victory. That's how it should work out. We'll take a break. When we come back to the NCAA, more on the results. And also, what's coming up today? We'll preview it a little bit before we get to Life Without Kevin Huerter. We'll take a break. We're right back after this.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In the morning to get your sports fix.
Live and local.
The Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
If humanity exists, Malik Monk will stay. Unfortunately, and he spelled it where the fortune part of unfortunately is in all caps.
I get it.
Morals are purchased on the norm. Sad, spelled with a dollar sign.
Cash grab!
From MC.
Well, I know when we were back at the trade deadline, that was one of the things I brought up, because I said, look, I feel like Malik is not being talked about enough. Because if you think he will go, I don't want to trade him. But that was the time to invest in that.
That's the time where you got to get something.
Yeah.
And by the way, we talked yesterday about the Anthony Slater article, and Malik said, yeah, you know, I love the city. City loves me. Depends on how we do in the postseason, yada, yada. Malik Monk walked off the floor last night, incredibly frustrated. Mike Brown took him out. Malik went into the locker room with about 15 seconds left, and the Kings down five. And I don't know, somebody was trying to high-five him or something. He just kind of yanked his arm away.
Yeah, he was done.
He did not look like a happy Malik. Brandon Ingram has suffered a bone contusion in his left knee. It's a fortunate diagnosis for New Orleans, according to Shams Charania. Star forward avoiding serious injury, but he's expected to miss at least 2 weeks.
Okay, because I think 3 weeks would be the Kings and Pelicans here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. For sure he'll be back. By the way, speaking of Shams Charania, quick question for you, then we'll get to the NCAA. So in about 3-4 weeks, one of my best friends getting married. I tried to stop him, yeah, but he's going for it. And amongst the guests, apparently at my table, as a matter of fact, I was told, I think, will be Shams. They're very good friends, too. Is it a breach of etiquette? Since I don't like weddings anyways, but I'm going to this one. It's my guy. Is it a breach of etiquette to strike up a work conversation and say, hey, you should get on the show? Which we flirted with this before. He hasn't come on.
Right. I remember seeing him after game one of the playoffs last year, game two, whatever. He was at one of the games. He hadn't been to Golden 1 Center, and very friendly, talked to him, and I said, oh, you know, I'd love to have you on the show. He's like, sure, reach out anytime. And I'm like, well, I'm not gonna miss the opportunity. So I did like the next day at least. Yeah. Hey, and just nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. But I would say no, it's not out of pocket.
I feel like that's okay.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario, he does the okie doke again. Yeah, no, right. Dude, absolutely.
I'm sure he'll be friendly and cordial.
And then nothing.
Could be. Or maybe you guys become BFFs.
Yeah. That'd be a fun guess.
Right.
He knows a couple of things. I mean,
just bring up Sam. Everybody likes Sam.
Everybody likes Sam. Sam's a good guy. Yeah. Like, hey, Sam's an old friend. You can trust
Sam. Says great things about you. We'd love to have you on the show like we have Sam.
Really? Exactly. Sam does it. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
All the cool kids at The Athletic come on our show.
Mm-hmm.
Might grow his career.
Yeah.
Somebody else threw in that Sabonis getting a double-double is also a bright spot.
Okay. Yeah, I of all things, I'd rather him keep the streak going, sure.
Yeah. NCAA tournament, Jason. Day two today. We're not done with day one. We talked a little bit about Coach Cal. You said it's a $30-something million buyout at least, and as you added correctly, plus the new coach.
Yeah. So, you know. Well, the other part about it, too, I think is going to be interesting is, and other people like I respect a lot, Jay Wright, the former coach of Villanova, was just talking about how between portal, just between all of this stuff, how college basketball has changed and is continuing to change. We've seen this happen for a few years now, Dave, where like the mid-majors that have guys that have played 3, 4, some 5 years together, 80 games together, are really experienced, and they could beat these guys in one game. And so I know we're going from upsets to, I don't think we're far removed from, like, Creighton. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe
winning the whole thing. Or, you know, years ago, Butler almost did it. Like, just schools that you don't expect. And maybe it's even a smaller school than that. Like, that can get hot for 6 games because they've got a group that's played so many games together. I think that's possible.
I think you're 100% correct. I really do. I think the way things are changing, NIL, all that stuff. You know what? This is a very important tournament beyond, you know, from 50,000 feet. Because last year we talked about it. You had UConn. Then I think you had, what, two? Then UConn was, what, a 4?
Yeah, and San Diego State, Miami.
2 5-seeds and a 9.
Yeah, in Florida Atlantic. But, right. Like, Florida Atlantic would qualify. Like, they were there.
They were there. They were
St. Pete made the wrong run.
Yeah, exactly. Ago. Exactly. And how close did, or is that who you were talking about? What's the school with the super old nun?
Loyola of Chicago?
Yeah. Did they make the Final Four or the Elite Eight?
Elite Eight, maybe. Final Four. Yeah, close to it.
That's happened.
Mm-hmm.
That's happened. But with this day and age of one and dones, you feel like from an NCAA tournament perspective, which is what these colleges matter, you know, the only thing that producing NBA players, like for Calipari, for example, part of the reason why they get year on year the best NBA or many of the best NBA players coming through there is that this dude goes into living rooms,
right,
and says, hey, look, here's a small list of the guys that we've produced. Now, I don't know if he does this still, but I do know when we went back 6, 7 years ago, and we got a tour of the whole place. There's, I don't know if it's a sign that's there, or I think it is. I think there's a framed thing, and it has like the total income that year for UK grads in the NBA.
Right.
And then you walk into the practice facility, and as somebody who was not a recruit, just some dork like me, it's incredibly moving. You walk into the practice facility, and, you know, Panini the card maker, there are these giant, larger than life framed cards all along the perimeter of the practice facility. Covers the whole perimeter of this huge facility with like 10 courts on it. And they're all the car. Oh, there's Anthony Davis. Oh, there's De'Aaron Fox. Oh, there's DeMarcus Cousins. Oh, there's John Wall. And so as a recruit, you roll in. Oh, my God, that's Coach Cal.
Yeah, and that could be me.
And that could be me. And Coach Cal points at all these players that have come through his system, come through his college, and he goes, Jason, I think that could be you. How would you like to be generationally wealthy? And then, Jason, perhaps you grew up poor. You grew up middle class. Who cares? Right. Then you get introduced to Cy Youngston and Willard Frimley, some of the big boosters. Hey, Jason, check it out. And also, here's the, you know, for the players, you're going to have your little on-campus mansion here. Here's the bedrooms. You're going to have a full stock fridge, snack area. You're going to have an assistant, somebody we're going to attach to you, a student that's going to be your guy that runs and gets you. You're basically your personal assistant. And by the way, now that there's NIL, here's all these jobs we can get you, and you're going to be making cash right away. Right. Well, how do you compete with that when you go to Dayton?
Yeah.
Except, and I saw this when I was over in New York at Columbia. Well, guess what? Columbia's got a lot of really, really, really rich alumni. And if you've got a school, whether it's Columbia, which is Ivy League, or whomever, and now that you have this NIL situation, and you can go in and you can say, hey, check it out. We need a guy to sweep the floors at my car dealership, and we're going to pay you $17 million. You know, I'm exaggerating. That changes things all of a sudden.
Yeah, and it's not only, I mean, is that, you mentioned one and done. It's also now the transfer portal. So, like, guys in this tournament, last night watching Kansas, some of the concern about them was, what's the big fella's name? Hunter Dickinson.
Yeah.
He was a really good player at Michigan. Now he's at Kansas.
Yeah.
Caleb Love, who won a title with North Carolina, is at Arizona.
Yeah.
Like, he was successful.
Yes.
And yet they still leave.
Right.
Like, that's crazy to me. And I don't know. I appreciate that there is a portal, but maybe there needs to be some restrictions on that if for the better. I don't know exactly how you handle it, but.
Well, that's the thing. And that's the impossible argument. I know that if we brought Christopher Lott, well, I assume, and I think I'm right. I know if we brought Christopher Lott into the conversation, Chris would probably side on, and this is my guess, Chris would probably side on the idea of like, no restrictions. These guys are should get paid everything they can get paid, and they should be able to go wherever they want to go. And as a matter of fact, if you really want to do a deep dive, the NBA draft in itself should go. You don't have that in any other job. You should be able to go where you think you work the best, where you get the most money. Why are we screwing these kids so that we can benefit these billion-dollar schools with their suit-and-tie scammy corporate overlords? Why are we siding with them over a kid that could destroy his knee in two games and his life is over because he's not going to get taken care of? And by the way, and again, I'm assuming, Chris, and I'll let you in here.
Very extremely close.
Okay, and by the way, I don't disagree with a single point. I don't disagree with one. In fact, I don't know how you can. Every point there is very, very valid. Also, it's not what's best for the game, for the entertainment of the game. It's not what's best for growing the game. It's not what's best for viewership, for at least...
Well,
that's
and,
the thought.
And I think the debate could be made, and it's got to be a case by case. Is it really best for the player? In some cases, it probably
sure,
was.
Sure.
But is everyone the best? Is that like, I probably should have stayed at that school? Or, you know, this is my fifth school. I can't make it my, like, what are we doing? Like, are you leaving because of why?
They're going to make mistakes
right.
in retrospect.
But a lot of times, is it you weren't playing? Or are you good enough? Or
right.
are you good enough? And
right.
you really did have a bad situation. Well, good for you. You found a different one that worked. But sometimes it's, yeah, I thought it'd be different here.
And by the way, at that level, as you and I have talked about before, odds are that player, they were the best player mm-hmm. in elementary school, junior high school, AAU. They've been the best player their whole lives. They're surrounded by people that think they're going to go make the NBA. Their parents are probably putting an incredible amount of pressure on them. They're already spending money. So to get that realization that, oh, you're not the best guy anymore, that's tough on the ego and that's tough on the psyche sometimes yeah. for these kids that aren't prepared for it. We'll take a break. More on the NCAA later. Kevin Huerter, we'll talk about him. Life without Kevin Huerter may not be as fun and easy as some folks thought. But honestly, when you look at a game last night, and I don't blame necessarily the absence of Kevin Huerter. I understand, and Katie even talked about the fact that they're on the second night of a back-to-back, that they were playing two games in under 24 hours in two different countries. And to her credit, doesn't excuse the loss, but there was a lack of energy from the Kings last night. That was, I think, incredibly apparent. If I'm them, if I'm Coach Mike Brown, if I'm Monty, I'm going to increase that level of energy by switching to electric this spring, and I'm going to say big with American Energy. You got to stay ahead of the spiking energy bills, just like you have to stay ahead of the spiking energy in the game. Get the lead, lose the lead, get the lead, fall down 18, tie it, fall back. Well, maybe if you take advantage of the up to $9,000 in rebates on a new ultra-high efficiency comfort system, you're not going to have that problem. I don't know why I did that. American Energy is providing huge rebates from SMUD, as well as spring specials, by installing one of many incredibly efficient AC options available to you right now. Get rid of those fluctuating gas bills in the winter and switch to year-round all-electric with American Energy. Let American Energy perform a free in-home energy efficiency analysis and see where they can help you save for the warmer months ahead. These guys are the best, period. Learn more by calling 916-520-9990. That's 916-520-9990, AmericanEnergyAir.com. American Energy, making the uncomfortable comfortable. Life without red velvet. We'll talk about it next.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Show with Jason Ross.
Call or text at 916-339-1140
on Sacktown Sports.
If you have the Jiffy Lube drive of the game, 1-800-920-1140. Yeah, they lost and it sucked. But there was a drive of the game. So there you go. Call in right now, 1-800-920-1140. Hey, you can still get rewarded, win or lose. $100 gift certificate to Jiffy Lube.
Just have to listen.
Just got to listen. Just got to know what it was. As we wait for that, real quick, big news at my house. It's a MASH unit. Now, everyone's COVID-free, but the sun is now down. The sun has set. Mason, as of yesterday, started getting it. My daughter has been out for a few days now. We'll see how long it takes for mom to go down. but there was breaking news at our house yesterday as there was a random knock at the door. And of course, I know this because now I have 700 dogs and they all barked. We go to the door and there's this little pot with flowers in it.
Okay.
Oh, okay. You know, who's sending these to my wife? They weren't for my wife. Yeah.
Mason?
I wish.
Gracie?
Yes. Gracie the puppy.
Gus? Nacho.
Nope, they were for my daughter. It's actually kind of cute. One of her schoolmates drove over. Still don't know how he got the address, but that's a different topic. And dropped off a thing of flowers. And as I was looking at the card to see who they were, the inscription was, "Will you go to prom with me?"
Oh.
Yeah. So I threw them in the garbage and she doesn't know.
She's not going.
No. That's
Was she excited about it?
She was very flattered.
Was she excited about it? The ask of prom.
She was, I wouldn't say excited was the word because she, like, he's a cool guy, but as.
Is she breaking his heart already?
She really tried not to. It was more of, hey, I'm already kind of going with my friends. And I mean, honestly, she
That's
actually.
Code for I don't like you.
She actually sent the, now there's some things I won't do. I will not, she did send me what she was going to send to proofread before she sent this. But I got to tell you, as a dad, the line that, by the way, I did not write any of this for her. I'm not really planning on dating people in high school because I'm focused on college anyway, if that helps put it into perspective. Just.
She doesn't like him.
I mean, no, she really does. She was very, her thing was she was stressed out because she wanted to say, like, thank you so much. That's amazing. Like, you're the best. I'm not going with anyone. Like, it's not doing it. But that's the first time. That's the first one. And my immediate thought was trail this poor kid and murder him. And then I'm like, no, you can't do that. Yeah. That's illegal and immoral probably.
So was there a time where you're just like, who the hell is this kid? Why is he trying to get in here? But then at the end, like, ugh, I kind of feel bad for this guy.
Well, yes. I felt a tiny bit bad for him. But then I'm like, no, you know what? Lay off, pal.
Come on. It took up some courage.
It did. It was cute. It took courage. Super nice kid. He, you know, I can't blame
him. So was it a no, kind
of? Yeah. But it was like a no, not because, you know, I'm not going with Chris. I'm going with me. Yeah. Yes. It's not you. It's me. I'm going with my buddies. I'm not really trying to get wrapped up in any of this stuff. I'm focused on other stuff. I got other priorities, and that's a no. That'd be a no for anyone.
And then that young man became the future CEO.
I know, exactly. That's his villain origin story. That's how it all started out. I mean, you know, I was simultaneously angry, proud, and scared.
Such an impressionable time.
Good morning, Ryan. We're looking for the Jiffy Lube drive of the game. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, doing good, Ryan. Thank you for asking. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Just on the way to work.
Yeah. What do you do, if I might ask?
I work for the Department of Human Assistance. I help apply people for food stamps and stuff like that.
Oh, look at you. That's an actual job that I hope you
go. That's a respectable job.
Yeah. Making the world a better place.
Making a difference. Ryan, let's see if you can make a difference for your vehicle. What was yesterday's Jiffy Lube drive of the game?
It was the Fox Assist to Sabonis for the finish.
Okay, let me see if that's the case. I hope so. Sounds like a nice guy.
Ellis pivots away from the defender, finds Sabonis. Back to De'Aaron Fox. Spins away from the defender. Great screen set by Sabonis. Return pass to Domas. Gives him the paint. Three defenders there, and he scores against the three defenders. Terrific sequence from the Sacramento Kings. That makes it a two-point game at 54-52, and that's going to be your Jiffy Lube drive of the game.
Hey. You're listening to the I'm sorry, G-Man. I apologize.
Our Michael Dave Show with Jason Ross tomorrow morning at 7:45. Your chance to win a $100 Jiffy Lube certificate, courtesy of all the Jiffy Lube locations in the greater Sacramento area.
They may do a read better than Gary Jarrett. Congratulations, Ryan. You got yourself a $100 gift certificate to Jiffy Lube, my friend. By the way, are your people hiring? I know someone that needs a job.
Oh, yeah, we're always hiring.
Is that a state job?
It's a county job.
Hey, even better. Hold the line. Oh, by the way, what radio station makes all your Jiffy Lube car, you know, outfit your car for the spring for people that do wonderful things with their lives? What station makes all those dreams come true?
Sacktown Sports 1140.
Honestly, they're fantastic. Nailed it. That's a couple in a row. We should just string that all together in a bunch of promos.
Crushing it.
We got a break. Life without Kevin Herter. I got a little distracted there, shockingly. And I want you all to think about this. It's one game. Keon Ellis still has a wonderful record as a starter. But I found myself thinking, like, what if this doesn't work and it was a fad? Like, well, then who steps up? Yeah. Who behind Keon steps up? We'll get to that later because Bobby Brackett's is next. You just heard the G-Man. Here's somebody that knows G-Man really well.
Very well.
Coming up in the next segment. Bob Gerald will join us. We will talk brackets and more right after this.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.